Tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can read exclusive interviews, check out this week's playlist, and featured albums. Up first on the queue is John McCaslin from his album Sunalta. We're going to listen to the title track.
attuned to modern jazz today. Up next is Tom Bodding Quintet. The album's called Rogue, and we'll check into the track Mount Aspiring Tatia, then Makram Abul Hassan. The album's called Transmigration. We'll check into Mine or Blues. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change and pollution harm some communities more than others, and a new play in New York called Sulphur Bottom takes on this real-world injustice with a fictional and at times surreal story. The play centers on a family living next to a toxic waste site, which makes some of them sick and disrupts their lives.
We follow them across four generations of this house as they decide if they leave, if they stay, what they're going to do with it, how it's hurting them, and what the effects are across those 40 years.
In the story, playwright Rishi Varma also includes talking animals, like a beached whale that shows up in the family's living room. He says surreal elements like this encourage the audience to consider the themes of the story from a new perspective. But to stay grounded in how environmental injustice affects real people, Sulphur Bottom has hosted post-show talks with community advocates. And after shows, they gather donations for We Act for Environmental Justice, a nonprofit that advocates on issues like climate adaptation and clean air in low-income areas and communities of color.
Even if it's small, taking some action against environmental injustice is the most important thing we could bring with this play.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca.